Blog Talk Radio. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites Ministry coming on live this morning, early in the morning this morning. Praise God, hallelujah. God's Favorites Ministry is usually held every first Saturday of the month, usually in the home, but because of COVID, we are here online. Look what the Lord has done. We pray for the needs all over the world as God has instructed us, especially for those that have lost their children to prison walls, gun violence, pregnancies, and whatever you may be going through in life. We are here to pray for you. Praise God. Our goal is to reach out and let you know that you are loved, no matter how battered and broken or hurt or torn you may feel. You know what? God loves you, and so do we. Praise God. We take communion every first Saturday of the month. Praise God. So if you would like to take communion with us right now at this time, praise God. Get your elements together and let us go before the Lord as he has instructed us. Praise God. He told us as often as we do this, do it in remembrance of him. Hallelujah. Well, don't you want to remember God for what he's done for you? Praise God. God, when I start quoting God's word, y'all, I feel like I just want to jump and fly and whatever. God's word is electrifying to us. Hallelujah. It builds us. It heals us. It delivers us. And hallelujah. God's word is so true. So if you would like to take communion with us at this time, we can prepare ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. And first, we're going to do our theme song. Praise God. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do it for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Can't you see these arms wide open for you? With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. I tell you, it's no secret what God can do. So at this time, we're going to ask Sister Gloria Dean to read our communion chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Gloria Dean is going to read our communion chapter. And if you are taking communion with us at this time, praise God, go forth and get your element, because as often as we do this, we doing this in remembrance of him. Praise God. Hallelujah. We should do it more often. But we just say once a month, the first of the month, hallelujah, to kick it off. So get your elements together, and Sister Gloria Dean now is going to read our communion chapter. Go forth, my sister.
Praise God, and thank God for this morning. Hallelujah. Well, I'll be reading the First Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 23. Praise God, 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. To the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink of in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. We thank God in Jesus' precious name. Thank God for the reading of the word. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. We're going to ask Minister Gwen, can you pray over the body, the broken body of Christ, while we get ready to partake it? Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to all. Father in heaven, we come in the name of Jesus right now, Father, to bless these elements, Father, in your name, for your shed blood, dear God, that allows us to be connected to you, to be saved from our sins, Lord God. And Father, we thank you that as we partake of these elements, that you, Father, are blessing them, that you've forgiven us for any impurities within us that is not pleasing unto you. And, Father, we give it all the honor to you, Father, as we partake of these elements. And we thank you for blessing it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Take your breath, please. Praise God and lift it up to the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, as your word just stated, that your body was broken for us, oh God. And we thank you for this broken body of you, Lord God. Oh God, for what you've done for us on the cross, oh God. Your body was beaten and broken and scarred. And God, you was whipped with the many stripes, oh God, or with a cattail of nine tails, God. Father God, your body was broken. All was done for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, that, oh God, you took upon yourself for our sins, oh God. Now as we partake for what you've done, continue, oh God, to do your perfect work in us. In Jesus' name, may we partake. And Lord, we thank you for your shed blood. My Lord, my Lord. We thank you for the blood that washes us every day, God. Cleanses us every day, oh God. We thank you, God, for that ever cleansing flow, oh God, that flows down. Oh, God, you said it washes us whiter than snow, God. We thank you for your blood that was shed for us, God. It was shed for the shed of the nations, oh, God. Lord, it just wasn't for one country, one city, but the whole world, oh, God. Your blood came streaming down, oh, God, Lord, God, and it poured and it ran down, oh, God, down Calvary's Hill. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, God, you are, oh, Father God. Oh, God, allow your blood to shed for us to wash away our sins. And you, God, thank you, God, that you've done it forever, not just that time, but it's forever. It's forever. Settle in heaven, and we thank you. And as we partake of this wine, God, of this juice, or of this water, whatever we may be partaking of, God, we know it's in remembrance of you and thanking you, Lord, for what you've done. May we drink, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. Oh, God. Thank you for your blood.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And the song say, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Praise God. Praise God. I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we're going to get on into our prayer session. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is our prayer time for God's favorites every first Saturday. Y'all know next first Saturday, February, we won't have a prayer session because I'll be out of town on mission. Praise God. But I know I ain't going to tell y'all to pray for me. I know y'all are going to be praying for me because that's what our mission targets is about this morning, the kickoff missions. We should always pray for the evangelism. God wants us to evangelize, to be missionaries, to do things for him. Pray for our pastors the first of this year. That they'll get more knowledge and with praise God and do the work of the ministry, praise God. Whatever God has put for their hands to do, don't let them be slothful. So we said evangelism, pastors, all those that are in leadership, our country, praise God. We're going to pray for salvation. praise God, for all those, oh God, that don't know you, that's in leadership. Salvation will come into their heart. And pray for the church. Pray for the church, that the church will get hot, that they will stay on guard for the Lord. If the church get on their mission, hallelujah, the church has a lot to do. And we need to come together the more, even the more. Don't be slowful. Don't be finding something wrong with something over there and not speaking to that one over there. No, we don't harbor all that kind of stuff. We want to love, 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 love. We want to love the church. God don't have no respect to a person. So we're going to start off with prayer this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to start off with Sister Gloria Dean this morning and ask her to kick off us in prayer this morning. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Dear Father, God, we just thank you, give you all praise, God, because you're such a good God, a good God. We thank you, Father. You always make things good for us. You always make things right for us. And we thank you for this morning, God. We thank you that we can come to you and pray all in one accord, that we can agree, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. There's so much going on in the world today, God, but it's nothing that you can't take care of, God. But we're praying, God, we're praying that things will change now, because it's so bad to us. It's bad, the killings. The little child, 6 years old, going into the classroom, shooting the teacher. Oh, Father God, all these the children now, the guns are not in the hands of the adults, God, but the older ones, but in the hands of the children, young children, God. Father God, it takes prayer, prayer, prayer. The world is getting so bad, Father. And Father God, there's so much going on. But God, we touch right now. We touch these guns, God, out of the hands of these people, God. Out of the hands of them, God, that you would touch them as they begin to do anything, God, that you would begin to touch their mind, God. Touch their mind, God. Their minds need to change, God. They need to change, God, in their thoughts, God, upon them, God, that the enemy gives them to kill, 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 and to get angry at such the first thing to go kill. But, Father God, we speak that you begin to move, God, that they begin to move and hear your word, God. Hear your word. They've heard about Jesus. They've heard it from their parents, grandparents, and all, God. And we pray, Father God, that the words will come back to them, God, that they won't do, that they get these guns ready, get the guns ready, get it all set, and begin to go out and do what they want to do, God. But yes, God, that you touch each one that's going out there to do right now. Touch their minds, God. Touch their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. We know, God, as we pray, it can be done. You want us to pray, God. You said the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, God. And we got a lot of righteous, God, praying. And we know God is changing right now. It's going to be a change, God. We know it's going to be a change because of the prayers that are being going out even now, God. And we thank you, Lord, because we come against all these killings, God, men and women. Being killed, Father. We thank the Lord as you come for, God, as we continue to pray, God, as we continue to seek you, God, and thank you, God. Thank what Jesus did on that cross, God. He didn't do it for nothing, God. He did it for a purpose, God. Purpose, he did it, Father. We cannot thank you enough, God, for hearing our prayers, God, for salvation, and for all of us, God, out there, that they began, God, to pick up the Bible and put that cross before them and pick up that cross, God. Pick up that Bible, God. Put down that gun. Put down that gun. And God, we thank you, Lord, as we give you glory and praise, God, in answering our prayers, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean. God bless you. God bless your home. Wow. 326, do you want to pray? 326, would you like to pray? If not, press 1 on your phone. We don't want to omit anybody. If you don't want to pray, just press 1 on your phone. We won't call you. We're just so glad that you are here. Praise God. All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Minister Gwen, go forth.
Father God, we just come in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, O Heavenly Father, for this opportunity. And even, O God, as before I began to pray this morning, that in my spirit all night as I was there, we are standing on holy ground.
Amen.
Our angels all around. Let us pray. Jesus, now we are standing in presence on holy ground. Father, we're standing on holy ground. How we know it, dear God, because we've heard these consecration prayers. We've heard the opening prayers that have gone forth, dear Lord, from the leader of this ministry, Pastor Vivian, and our other dear sister, dear Lord. And so, Father, we feel your presence. And we don't take that for granted. We thank you, Father, for your presence. Well, we know, oh God, that when we feel your presence, all is well with us. And you are saying that all is well with us. We stand in agreement with thanksgiving to you and for you for your shed blood on the cross that allowed our sins to be forgiven, to wash us over and over and over and over. For we cannot wash our sins. Only you. And only you can wash us because you are our creator. And we thank you for loving us so much. We thank you for loving us so much that you had a plan for us, that we would have eternal life upon leaving the earth realm and bodies that you've given unto us. And we thank you, Father, that we heard your voice, that we heard your plan and we accepted your plan, so that when our mission is completed on here, we can rejoice ahead of time because we know we will be with you. Thank you for blessing every sister that's on this line of the leader, Pastor Vivian, dear God, who has such a love for you and your people, dear God. We thank you, Father, for each and every servant who is here on today. You know each and every one. You know what are the desires of their hearts. We're thanking you by faith that you bless every family, every circumstance, oh, Father God, that needs a blessing. Remove everything, Father, that's not like you. Father, prepare our hearts, Lord God, because as my dear sister said, there is so much going on in this world, and each day, and it seems like every month, it becomes more and more strange, the things that are going on in this world, and more evil. But Father, your word says, greater are you who is in us. And that means greater are you who is in this world than he who pretends, oh, Father, to try to work havoc that's in the world. Father, you are our creator, and you have the last say so. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that your words are amen on every situation. Or you may tell us to wait. And, Father, we thank you that you give us the wisdom and the knowledge, Father, to know how to wait on you. Not get ahead of you, not get behind you, but walk with you because you have our best in mind. Bless the children today, Lord, both young and adult, in the name of Jesus. Bless every mother, Father, who is represented on this line, every grandmother, dear God. But Father, as we lead our children and grandchildren, we need your wisdom, dear God. We need your guidance, dear Father, to know what to say, how to say, and when to say. Fathers, today, Lord. We pray, oh God, for the fathers that have not taken their place, dear God. That, Lord, that there be a wake-up call upon their hearts and in their mindset, that they know that they're hearing from you and that they cannot escape the voice of God. And we thank you for those fathers that have been faithful unto you with their children, dear Father, that you continue to strengthen them. Bless every pastor, dear God, that's teaching the true word of the Lord. Open up the eyes of those who may be spiritually blinded so that they can know and recognize the true word of God being taught. And if it is not totally different from what you have spoken, then help them to be strong, to seek your face, to know where to be and who to be under. We pray for every unsaved soul that they have heard unto you, dear God. And dear Lord, we thank you for our president. We pray that you continue, that he continues to seek your face, dear God, because he cannot govern without you. We pray for this Congress that in the natural, it seems as though it's so divided. And it seems that some of them are saying they're afraid because the metal detectors have been removed now. So we pray for your divine protection upon each and every one of them and turn the hearts around of those whose plan and agenda are not lined up with yours, dear God, because your plan is for all people. We thank you, Father, that you will continue to teach us, Lord, teach families. Place where there is division in families to come together. Know, Lord God, how to love you one another as you, the Lord, loved us, as well as biological families, dear God. Communities, dear God. Father God, in this whole world, and we come against the spirit of war as exists between Ukraine and Russia. And we do know, Father, that you have the power to turn around the heart of Vladimir Putin, dear God. And Lord, we thank you in advance for how you're going to bring a flow to stop to this war. Continue to strengthen President Luzinski and all those who are standing up for the people of Ukraine. And God, we give you all the praise, every mayor, every governor, be subject to the higher power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Glenn. We have a 225. Would you like to pray? Area code 225. Press 1 if you don't like to pray. We have a 225.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Mother.
Oh, I've been trying to get through. She called my number.
I thought that was you, but I wasn't sure. Okay, go ahead. You want to pray?
Well, this Mother Patterson, I think I heard my number. I'm not for sure, but I don't want to be disobedient and not say anything because I love to hear the word of God. I just want to say a few words because if you can understand me.
Okay.
All right. I just want to thank God for blessing us on the line, giving all honor, glory, and praises to the Lord, because that's what God wants us to do. I just thank God for blessing us and on the prayer line and keeping God on our heart, mind, and soul. I just thank God for all the prayers for my family. I just thank God for everything. I just wanted to get on the line and say, Happy New Year to everybody. Amen.
God bless you, Mother Patterson. We love you, honey. God
love
bless
y'all
you.
Too.
Love you.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we're going to go on. So glad Mother Patterson had to say a few words at least. God, may God strengthen her and continue to bless her in her home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Gracious Father, God, yes, Lord, we thank you for all your people, God. Yes, we do, God. We give you glory, God. You fearful and wonderfully made each one of us, God. Thank you, Father, God. We thank you, Lord, God, that you don't have no respect of person, God. Oh, Father, God, all across this country, whether it's Vladimir Putin or whether it's Zelensky, God, you don't have no respect of person, God. You have loved them, oh, God. You made them, oh, God. You just want their heart. You want to get that rid of that old Pharaoh heart, oh, God. Oh, Father God, may salvation come into their hearts, oh, God, that they ever come to love each other and know that they are brothers and sisters all across the land, God. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing, God. We're going to wait on you. We're going to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, you said, Lord God. We're going to keep the faith, oh, God. Hallelujah. And know that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Father God, thank you. Oh God, Father God. Oh God, as we pray, oh God, we want to pray for every missionary, oh God, that's out doing evangelism all across the country for this year, God. Everyone that's going to go out, everyone that's going to, oh God, obey your will, God. Every one of our evangelists, God, Father God, that they're going to, oh God, seek your face, oh God, and know, God, what you are telling them to do. They're going to be evangelists, oh God, that they're going to do the work of the ministry. And we thank you for that, Father God. Thank you. And we're going to ask Sister Bowman at this time, would she like to pray? Praise God. Hallelujah. This is all glory. Hallelujah.
Let's see. From one of my nieces, my brother in Atlanta, Georgia, he was rushed to the hospital. And he was unresponsible, so they put him on the ventilator. So would y'all pray for me and my family? Amen.
All right. Would you like to have something? Would you like to do a prayer or just pray for your family?
Just pray for my family because I just got through praying and you know, and I gave it to God. So y'all just pray for me and
all
my
right.
family.
I'm good. Minister Gwen, would you pray for her family right now?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we just touch on behalf of the Bowman and her family and the thing with Jesus. I believe she said it was her brother-in-law that was rushed to the hospital. We send forth the prayers of healing right now, Father. We declare and we decree, Father, that your presence, the presence of the angels, are all around him, God, right now, dear God. We thank you right now that you give peace.
Well, oh, it's nice. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we just give praise, Father, in advance for his healing, his total recovery. We give you honor, Lord God, because when you were on the cross, your shed blood not only saved us, but it gave us the benefit of healing. So we declare healing for this brother now. And we thank you for the peace that you've given to the family right now in the name of Jesus. That all is well in Jesus' name for him. We thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Father God. Okay. Father God, we continue, oh, Father God, to lift up the prayers. Minister Janice, would you like to pray at this time? Praise God. Would you like to pray at this time? Minister Janice.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to say I thank God for this new year. This is a day that I never saw before, and that he allowed me to open up my eyes and see this day. And I am truly grateful. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, God, thanking you, Lord, thanking you, oh God, for your son Jesus who died on that cross, God. He could have came down, but he chose to stay there for us, God, for me, for us. He stayed there, and we are grateful today, God. We are grateful for the many blessings that you continue to shower upon us, God. Even when we're in circumstances, oh, God, even when we are attacked, God, all things that we don't understand are going on, we know that you are right there with us, God. And we should open up our hearts, open up our eyes, open up our ears to hear what you have to say to us. While we're there, oh, Master, we are just grateful, God. We are grateful for this ministry, God. We are grateful for this woman of God. Oh, Master, we ask you to protect her and keep her, God, as she travels to and fro. Oh, God, we know that you hear us when we call on you. And we say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, oh, Lord. And we ask, oh, God, that you continue to look upon those that are sick. Those that are in need, oh, God, of a touch from you, oh, God, we ask you, Master, to look upon them, oh, God, to just breathe on them, oh, God, we ask you, Master, we know that you have the power, and we know that it's in your time, oh, God, that it will be done, and we thank you in Jesus' name, and we say amen, 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 thank you, thank you.
Amen, amen. Father God, we continue to lift up the prayers of the saints, God. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Rebecca, God, Father God, that you, oh God, Father God, are doing your perfect work in her and her family life, oh God, this year, God. Lord, this is a new year, God, that you have given her, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, for all those that's on this line that are unspoken, God. Lord God, that you're just pouring in the oil and the wine, oh God, touching hearts, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God, for Mother Patterson, oh, God, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, Father God. Oh, God, that you're giving her strength to press on, oh, Father God, through every trial. We thank you for Sister Gloria Dean and her family, God. We thank you, Lord God, for mighty things in her life this year, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for Minister Gwen this morning, God. Oh, God, Father God, that has stepped out, oh, God. Lord God, to carry out your will, oh God. Minister Bowman, oh God. Lord God, is always, oh God, on the call, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for Minister Janice, Lord, that her show, oh God, that you have given her a broadcast, oh God. Lord God, it's, oh God, many going to come on that hadn't come on, God. Oh God, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, for every one of your missionaries, one God, the ones you have out here, oh God. Oh, God, to, oh, God, claim your word, and, oh, God, claim it high. Say, oh, I lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that their footsteps are going to be ordered by you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, the windows of heaven going to be open, oh, God, to you this year, God. Oh, Father God, your pastor's going to preach, oh, God, with more fervor, oh, God, and healthy messages coming from you, Lord God, to stir the people's hearts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help them to open up to you, God. And, Lord, oh, God, be your mouthpiece, oh, God, wherever they may go, oh, God. We pray for every one of those in leadership, whether they're in pastoral or whether they are out there in our country, God. We are praying for those, oh, Father God, oh, everyone that's taking a part in leadership that you have called, oh, God, that they're going to go forth with boldness, oh, Father God. Lord God, and all those that are not saved in the White House, God, call salvation to come in there this year, God. Lord, it won't be so disrupted like it's been, oh, God. Father God, oh, God, they're going to come, oh, God, the Spirit of the Lord, oh, God, in that place, oh, God. Touch everyone wherever they seek shall trod, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord God, that there be a reckoning in there, oh God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, in our governor's mansion, God. Yes, Lord, everyone that's working, oh God. Everyone that's taking a part, oh God. We, oh God, we know your angels are everywhere we go. We pray, oh God, that the angels will lead them. Guide them, oh God. Oh, God. That the governor, lieutenant governor, all the ones that work in the with the governor, God. Oh, we're lifting them up for you, for God, but Father God, in this year. God, we're kicking off this year because we want everyone that's in leadership, God, will lead, oh God, according to your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God. Lord God, for all those, oh God, that have not accepted you, that they will, oh God, accept you this year, oh God, in whatever part of leadership they are, oh God, that they will draw closer to you. God, that they have a mind to serve you, Lord God. Their mind is in tune to your mind, God. Oh God, oh Father, I thank you, Lord God, that salvation is coming to the church. Oh God, that the church, oh God, we are the church. We are the church. And Lord, the church is on fire like never before, God. Oh God, to proclaim your word, oh God. Oh Father God, to tell others, oh God, about the goodness of Jesus. We're on fire this year, God, like never before. We will not be slowful. We will not slow down. But God, our footsteps are ordered by you, God. And Lord God, we're going to tell of the goodness of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, if you tell us to go, God, we want to go, God. If you tell us to, oh God, to, oh God, hold a hand, God, while someone is sick, God, we want to be there to be a hand. Oh God, Father God, if you tell us, oh God, whatever you tell us to do, God, we don't want to back down, God. Oh God, Father God, touch every home that is represented here today, God. Oh, every home, oh Father God. Oh God, let there be no lack, God, in the name of Jesus. Every home, oh God. Oh God, we pray that salvation will come in it. Every home, oh God, Father God, Lord God, you pour out your spirit on every home, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're coming against, oh God, oh Father God, violence in our home. We're coming against drugs in our home. We're coming against everything that is not like you, God. Oh God, Father God, we're coming against, oh Father God, everything that the devil is meant for bad, God. We say, God, you're turning it around. Yes, you are. Oh, God, you are turning around just like you. Oh, God, Sister Bowman just said, oh, God, she just experienced how quickly we can get a message from the enemy, just like you. Hallelujah. We can quickly get a message and say one of our family members, oh, it's been rushed to the hospital, just like the young man on the field. We never thought, oh God, that he would have been knocked unconscious. But God, you was there, your angels, oh God, were holding him. And oh God, same thing for each one of us and Sister Bowman, God. Oh God, your angels here. As we pray, God, together, oh, you just let your angels, oh God, be encamped all about us and in joyful, oh God. We are joyful. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. And oh, Father God, thank you. You said in every thing to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you, Lord God. We thank you that we can call upon you in times like these, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the visitation of the Holy Spirit. God, we ain't laying dormant, God, but we can hear and we can see, God, and we can claim, God. We can decree a thing and it shall be done. We can command our day. Oh, God, yes, God, you said we can command our day, and it shall be done. We command every day, God. It's just a little bit more of you, God. We want more and more of you, God. Oh, Father, God. Oh, God, and everything that's not like you, God, it will not be able to touch us. Hallelujah. Father God. Our footsteps are ordered by you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, our mind is in tune to your mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. And our thoughts, oh God, we are thinking up on those good things, oh God, that you have given us. Oh, praise God. Praise God. We praise you, oh God, and we praise you, oh God. Lord God, our meditation is up on you daily, God. Our songs, oh God, is arising. God, you created us to praise you. So the songs of the Lord is rising from the earth, giving you glory, oh God, giving you glory and honor and praise, oh God. A songs of deliverance, songs of praise, oh God, Lord God, and you are taking it, God, and you are putting it in your vessel, God. Oh God, you're collecting it. Oh God, I pray. Hallelujah. Oh God, and just like incense in your nostrils, God. Thank you, Father. How much you love us, God. How much you love us, oh God. More than we can even ask or thank, God. Oh God, when we wake up, God, we can look up, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. To the hills from whence comes our help. Hallelujah. For all of our help come from you, Lord. Oh God, everything, oh God, Father God, Father God, that has tried to stop us to come into 2023. Devil, you a liar. For 2023 is the most wonderful year. We're going to everyday with Jesus. Hallelujah. It's sweeter than the day before. Hallelujah. 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 Every day, every time we wake up, every time we lay our head at rest, God, give us peaceful sleep all this year, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Peace in our hearts, peace in our soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, oh, God, we pray, oh, God, now for our children, our home. God, keep our children, God. I thank you, Lord God, for Minister Gwen's children and grandchildren. I thank you for Sister Bowman, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I thank you, God, oh, Father God, for Sister Janice and her son, oh, God, and mother and grandchildren. Praise God. I thank you, Father God, for, oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God, look what the Lord has done. Oh, thank you for Sister Gloria Dean, oh, Father God, and her children and great-grandchildren, God. Thank you for Sister Bowman and Sister Shawanda and her children and great-grandchildren. Lord God, thank you. Thank you, oh, God, for Sister Rebecca and all those that's on the line, God. Oh, God, Lord God, oh, Father God, let the Holy Spirit, oh, God, move in these hearts, oh, God, like never before, God. Lord, every day, God, oh, God, we can believe you, God, for great things, oh, God, because we know, God, that there is nothing too hard for you to do, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, God, you can do great things. God, it's in your own timing. God, we don't, oh, God, just believe you, God. Oh, God, Father God, when their hearts, our children's hearts are going to be turned to you, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God, that the missionaries, the evangelists, oh, God, plant seeds in their hearts, oh, God. They're going to grow, oh, God. Yes, Lord God. It might not be us because you said a prophet is not welcome in his own home, oh, God. But, oh, Father God, you got others out there. Thank you, Father God. You got others out there to reach out to our family members and plant a seed in their heart, to reach out to our family members and call the water and cause them to grow, oh, Father God, and all across this country where mothers have children, oh, God. Father God, we praying, oh, God, for the salvation, oh, God, the evangelism, we evangelize their hearts, oh, God, oh, in the name of Jesus, God, and Lord God, they'll come running saying, what must I do to be saved? We thank you for every prayer ministry that's going to go on this year. You got them all set, God. Oh, Father God, and every time the devil try to stop one, God, Lord God, you raise it up, God. Oh, God, because you said man ought to always pray. Oh, is thy target. Oh, God, man ought to always pray in Luke 14, 13, and 14, and not thank God. We won't faint, God, because that's your word. We won't give up, God, because that's your word. You told us to press on, oh, God, and that's your word. You told us to look unto the hills, oh, God, for that's your word, God. And, Lord, we're going to do what your word say do, God. We're going to stand in the midst of trial and tribulation because you said we're going to have less the devil's tactics. But, God, you're going to give us a way of escape. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, there's no temptation overtaken by man that God cannot overtake. God, you will overtake anything. You're all powerful. You're all knowing. You're all caring. God, oh Father God, you got all power in your hand, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can pray and we can call up on you. And you said when we call up on you, you said you would answer us, oh God. You would show us great and mighty things, God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your power, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, it's all what you've done for us on the cross, God. Thank you, Father God. It's all because of what you've done for us, oh, God, and what you're still doing, God. You're still doing great things. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. And every time I think about that song, he's still doing miracles. He's still opening blinded eyes. He's still, Lord, you still doing all these great things for us, oh God. So God, we don't worry. We don't fret. We just stand on your word. You still, oh Father God, loving us with an everlasting love. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. And we thank you for every prayer that has gone up this morning to the throne room, God. And God, we know that you knew who was going to be here, who was going to pray, whatever, oh God, part they took. We just thank you, Lord God, oh Father God, for every hand that is raised. Thank you, Father God, Lord God, that the blessings of Abraham is upon each one of us, name by name. And I thank you for that, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, you told us to speak it. We stepped into this new year on this first week of January, and we stepped in, God, this morning, declaring that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever, and that no weapon formed against each one of these that I'm looking at right now, that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. God, they are in your hands, not in mine. Father God, in your hand shall take care of them throughout this year, in Jesus' name. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Praise God. God said in his word to put the blessings upon the people. He told Moses that in Numbers chapter 6. He told Moses, if you put the blessings upon the people, I will bless them. And I believe our God is the same God today. I'll put the blessings upon you. May the Lord bless him and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. God's word will not fail. God's word is forever. Amen. May God bless you. I love you all. And bye-bye. And so glad y'all came on. Please be on with my last message on tomorrow night on Go. Be with me on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. I'm so glad y'all here. God bless you now. Have a great day.
Praise God. God bless you too.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Love y'all.
Love you, honey. Love you,
hallelujah.
Too.
Be blessed. Be blessed. Hallelujah.
Be blessed.
The God is good.
Amen.
He's good.
Amen.
Performing miracles today. God is performing miracles every day. We're looking for miracles, right? Miracles. Receive your miracles. And we thank you, Lord, all miracles, because God is still on the throne of grace and mercy. God.
Amen.
Praise
God. All right, then.